Good morning. Today's learning is sponsored as a schus for Yeshua's and Tzolus for Klal Yisrael, for those who are captured, those who are sick. Hashem should send refuas and Yeshua's for Klal Yisrael, b'kor bezus Hashem. We're learning Hilchos Shabbos of Klal Vav, we're learning the Hilchos Kiddush, we're learning Siman Chav Ches, we're going to skip Siman Chav Zayin, which deals with the case of a person who doesn't have pas, who doesn't have yayin, but he has peiros. What should he do in that situation? A very uncommon case, Baruch Hashem, for our reality, and to never be nageya. So we're going to skip the Siman Chav Ches. After we finish Siman Chav Ches, we're going to fill in a few more points about Kiddush, which the Chayim does not touch upon. In the upcoming shiurim, the Chayyim says the following: "B'mei haGemara hayim noigim lekadosh b'avodah kenesiyos b'avodah medrashos lohitzi ha'aruchim shoch lusham." But the Gemara talks about saying kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. They used to have guests who were people who were traveling or people which were homeless, and they would sleep in the shul. The Tosis says that they, how could they sleep in the shul? Tosis says they slept in the side rooms of the shul. They didn't sleep in the Beis HaKnesses itself. A person not allowed to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. Other Rishonim learned that they were actually sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses. That's not our conversation for now. So we have people which are sleeping, and therefore they're eating as well in the shul building. And so Chazal and Satura that they would say Kiddush to Yimotzi, those individuals in Kiddush. We do not have this anymore. We do not have people which are eating there in the shul. So therefore, the question is, do we continue to keep this minig? The minig is to continue to do so. Not everybody agrees that is a minig anymore. This is whether we maintain this minig or not, since the reason is no longer relevant. But the Chayyim goes with the approach that the minig still applies in a basic knesses. The minhag still applies. It's interesting that the Gemara does not mention a Beis HaMedrash, and the Chayyim throws in a Beis HaMedrash as well, and there's definitely those who argue with the Chayyim and say that the minhag never was to introduce Kiddush in a Beis HaMedrash. So you make Kiddush. Now the problem here is that nobody's eating their meal there. We said that Kiddush has to be done in conjunction with the meal. Furthermore, in a case where Kiddush is not done in conjunction with a meal, the person not using Kiddush, we said most poskim hold that once a person not yet to Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat or drink. So they cannot drink the wine that they're saying Kiddush on. So how can they say Reif Yagofen and not drink the wine? So, what do we do? Im Yesham Tinoikis, Yitain L'Tinoik. If there are children there, we give it to a child. How old of a child are we talking about? So there's two approaches over here. One is this. We're giving a child to eat in a situation where it's not permitted, so that's inappropriate. Even a child which is a gear l'chinuch of saying Kiddush has an issur of eating without saying Kiddush properly. Chinuch has to be done. The person is doing a halachically valid way of the mitzvah. When he spoke about the halachas of chinuch, so that includes this halacha that person cannot eat without making Kiddush. This is not a valid Kiddush. The child is not allowed to eat. So to say the Kiddush is inappropriate. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a tinuk, which is lo-yigia l'chinuch. The Magen Ram disagrees and said that's incorrect. We find many times that even though Chazal put the lochas of chinuch, with regards to the isra of achila or shtia, limiting the child's ability to eat or drink, which something which is necessary for the child's health, they didn't put that isra on. So something which is an iser be'etzem, it's an iser intrinsically in the item, the chi of chinuch applies to the child as well. But something which is only an iser of zman, means the item, the food itself is permitted, just it's not appropriate time to eat or drink, they do not put that chi on the children. So therefore, even a child which is gi of the chinuch can drink from the wine. And that is accepted minhag. So you give it to a child. B'mein shom tinuk, if there's no child, yishta ha-mekadosh shir revi'is b'basachas k'dei she'yerech l'suda k'dei l'basim l'chav beis. So the person who is the mekadosh should drink. Only he should drink, because really this is not a place for a person to be yotzei l'suda. But how can he drink without being yotzei? The answer is, he drinks revi'is b'basachas. And therefore, if you were baruch achrona, he'll need to say baruch achrona. Here you see the language of the Chayyim indicates that he holds that you need a revi'is not a Revius plus the Mol and Lugmov. That's where we mentioned that the opinion of the Chayotim is that you do not need to drink a Mol and Lugmov and a Revius besides, but just the Revius itself is sufficient to mimikayim the Kiddush Mokum Suda, including the Mol and Lugmov that one would drink because of the Kiddush, covered up the Kais of Kiddush. We mentioned that multiple poskim disagree with that and say the person has to drink a Mol and Lugmov and the Revius besides that. Practically, we can calculate for these halachas the size of Revius is 3 ounces, so 4.5 ounces. 4.5 ounces would be or a little more than 4.5 ounces. It's a Mol and Lugmov plus the Revius is sufficient to fulfill this halacha. So that's what one should do in order to avoid the problems of Kiddush, the lack of Kiddush and Makom Suda. So with that, we finished the cloud message, and we're going to add a few more shiurim in regards to practical other issues that the Chayyarim did not touch upon in Hichlus Kiddush. And meanwhile, have a good day. We should be zeichah to see Yeshuas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshuas in the Chumash.